Advice number one, the decisions about you and your career are happening when you aren't in the room. So you better speak up when you are.
You've landed inside Launch Street, the business innovation podcast, where we interview top innovators out there shaking things up so you can innovate, differentiate, and get further faster. Since you're here, we know you're the type of person that recognizes the importance of unlocking your innovation advantage so you can compete and win. And now, your host, the person that has worked with leading companies like Disney, Procter & Gamble, Arrow Electronics, the U.S. Army Research Labs, and Red Robin on upping their innovation advantage, Tamara Gondor.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Inside Launch Street. I am your host, Tamara, and I'm excited for this week's episode because it's a little bit more personal. I'm going to share some advice I've gotten with you along the way and one experience that led to a piece of advice I take along with me in life that I think you're going to get a lot out of. And hey, before I do that, real quickly, if I haven't told you already, let me make sure I tell you now that this ship that we call Launch Street, the podcast, the Innovation Quotient Edge Assessment, the personality assessment that we have, the Everyday Innovators Online Academy, all of our keynotes, all of our clients, our virtual work, all of it runs on Basecamp. And I'm telling you, I don't think this ship would run as smoothly as it does without a system or a foundation like Basecamp behind us. It is how we manage all our projects. It is where we organize our projects. It's where we communicate with each other. So I've got a team across the globe, really. We're small and mighty. We're also virtual. So it's important that we have a system that really works for us and a way to communicate that doesn't let things kind of fall through the cracks. And Basecamp does that for us. I am looking at it right now, and I have to tell you, we've got, you know, a folder for kind of our ongoing stuff like marketing and membership and social media and web and financial and strategy. And then we've got projects for our keynotes coming up for things that we're launching in the Everyday Innovators Online Academy. It's all there. All of our conversations are there to go back and search through. We create links to all of our documents on the drive or even put the documents in here. I cannot say enough good things about Basecamp. If you are not using it and you are a small business and you are running off Excel or just, I don't know, any other of those kind of duct tape options, I'm telling you right now, you're missing the boat. Basecamp. It is not expensive. We've been using it for a couple of years, and I will promise you that it'll change your business for the better. It did that for ours. Basecamp. Go check it out. Have you ever received a piece of advice from a mentor, solicited or not, that was so profound it stuck with you for years? It may have even impacted your behaviors or decisions. In fact, it was so profound that you internalized it, started to live it, and almost forgot it came from someone else. It just became a part of you and how you operated. And then you have a conversation with someone and you find yourself sharing that same piece of advice with them. And in that moment, who gave you the advice and why that person gave you the advice pops back into your head. Well, that is exactly what happened to me the other day. And it's what led to this podcast episode. I was speaking with one of our online academy members about advancing his career and getting noticed for his brilliance. He's absolutely brilliant, just not the best at speaking up. So he often gets overlooked. In that moment, I started to share with him a piece of advice that changed the trajectory of my career and fast-tracked my success. So today, I want to share with you three pieces of advice that were given to me and why that have made a big impact in my world. And I hope they do the same for you. Oh, I'm also going to share a bonus piece of advice. Well, more of a lesson learned from years of amateur boxing. I'll do that at the end. Let's get started. Advice number one, the decisions about you and your career are happening when you aren't in the room. So you better speak up when you are. A while back in my career, I was VP of a brand strategy and innovation firm in Denver, actually. And I was being groomed to be president. So of course, they started inviting me to the board meetings. I found myself sitting at the table with the big dogs. These were people that had climbed the corporate ladder all the way to the top and then some. So as you can imagine, I was nervous. I was much younger and less experienced, so I did what any newbie would do. I kept my mouth shut. Well, one of the board members was also my mentor and a wonderful human being. And after two of these quarterly meetings where I took a lot of notes but didn't say much, he clearly had had enough. So over breakfast one day, he turned to me and he said, "Tamara, the decisions about you and your career are happening when you aren't in the room, so you better speak up when you are." He went on to say that I better find my voice and find it fast, that I was better pissing off people than not leaving an impression at all. He told me that the impression I make while I'm there has a lasting impact long after I'm gone. After that, I never took notes again. I leaned in and spoke up. I gained the respect of the board and the recognition that I belonged at the table. Remember, the decisions about you and your career are happening when you aren't in the room. So you better speak up when you are. Thanks for that one, Bill. All right, advice number two. Too many people waste their energy trying to outsmart the competition before they even get into the arena. You can't win if you aren't on the playing field. All right, this was one of the best bosses I ever had. So I was running the strategic arm of a marketing firm in New York City that was actually a subsidiary of a global Chicago advertising agency. My boss was in Chicago, so as I was building the department, I had to fly in weekly to meet with him. Every trip was worth it. I think I did this for it might have been 8 or 9 months. I was flying back and forth from New York to Chicago every week. So we were having drinks after a long day, and I was going on and on about what I would do if I was across the table from this one guy and how if I could only get that seat at the proverbial table. I was just going on and on about how I was going to decimate this guy if I ever got the chance, because how he was doing things was all wrong and blah, blah, blah. And my boss just rolled his eyes and said, "Ugh, too many people waste their energy trying to outsmart the competition before they even get in the arena. You can't win if you aren't on the playing field. Focus all that energy on getting on the field first, Tamara." He stopped me in my tracks. He was so right. So many times we expend all our energy on what we would do if versus making if happen. We don't expend any energy on getting onto the playing field. We just think and talk about what it would do if we were already there. He went on to say, and I quote, "Get over your shit, Tamara, and spend your time on figuring out how to make it happen, not what you'll do once you get there. You've got your steps mixed up." So I pass this advice on to you and ask you, are you focusing on getting in the arena or dreaming about what you would do if you were there? Thanks for that, Mike. Whew, needed that. All right, advice number three. There's more confidence in not knowing than being all knowing. I used to be one of those people that felt like I always had to have the answer. Didn't even matter what it was about. And if I didn't know, I spoke with such false confidence that I convinced people I knew. I was so afraid of looking inadequate, unworthy, and frankly stupid that I thought if I always had the answer or some kind of answer, that I'd never have to feel those things. But then I met Anita, another amazing boss. She was a top ad executive at a global agency in New York City. And I was a bottom of the org chart account coordinator. I got assigned to her and her brand team. So we used to have to drive to upstate New York for our client meetings. The car rides were actually my favorite times with her. She was just so smart and down to earth. So we're in a client meeting with a major food company. It was our brand that we were working on. And the client asked this super tough question. I was sitting there wide-eyed, ready to see how she danced her way out of it with a good enough answer that kind of talked in circles. She was an excellent communicator and could really talk anybody into anything. But she didn't do that. Instead, she simply said, I don't know. Let me look into it and get back to you. I was shocked. Wouldn't our clients be horrified she didn't know? I mean, they're paying us good money to know, right? So I couldn't help but ask her about it in the car ride back to the city. And that's when she said, there's more confidence in not knowing than being all knowing. She went on to say, insecurity and ego is what drives us to lie, bend, or even pretend. People think confidence is knowing, but real confidence is being so secure in yourself that you understand that not knowing doesn't in any way reflect on your value. Boom. I was never afraid to say, I don't know after that. She was so right. Not knowing doesn't make you any less worthy. In fact, it makes you more worthy. I think it also shows you're willing to think differently, learn, and grow. Thanks for that one, Anita. Obviously, I've had some fantastic mentors in my life. Blunt, but fantastic. You probably have too. In fact, if you're willing to share some of the best pieces of advice you've received, email me at team@gotolaundry.com. I'll put the link to the email in the show notes and I'll post them or put them on any of our social media channels. Just make sure to put #InsideLaundstreet so I can find them and share them out. Don't be selfish and keep that shit to yourselves. We all need to hear it. Okay, I promised one last piece of advice that came from my years of very amateur boxing in my late teens and early 20s. Back in the day, there were very few female boxers and only one other in my gym. She, of course, also happened to be my best friend at the time. Now, I'm 5'8 and 145 pounds, as I was in my teens, and she was 4'8 and maybe 100 pounds. So we trained together, but we didn't spar or fight much. When we sparred and fought, it was always against other boys because that's all there was. So I was always outmatched. They were always taller, heavier, stronger, and had a longer arm reach than me. I learned very quickly that staying at arm's length and kind of trying to dance around them was only going to get me knocked out. And because they were so much stronger, one good punch could do it. However, I also learned quickly that from my vantage point, that their strength was also their biggest vulnerability. So I was shorter, lighter, weaker. Let me just clarify. I was strong for a girl, but weaker than who I was fighting against. And I had a shorter arm length. But I was faster and more nimble. I discovered that if I got up and on the inside, they couldn't use their strength and arm length against me. I was too close. And up close, I could do some damage with my speed of punches. I didn't always win, but once I figured it out, at least I had a chance. It's funny because I don't box anymore, but occasionally I'll join a friend of mine that recently picked it up and I find myself still up and on the inside when I spar the instructor. It's so funny. I always just instantly go for that. It was a valuable lesson that I've carried on into my life. My competition strength is also their greatest vulnerability. I just have to figure out how to get up and on the inside. So do you, innovator. So do you. And with that, Tamara out.
Thanks for hanging with us on Inside Launch Street. If you know someone that is truly ready to unlock their innovation advantage, have them join you on Launch Street. Discover your innovation advantage. Build a team of high-performing innovators and ignite ideas and solutions that create massive impact. GOTO, LaunchStreet.com. Remember, innovators, if you don't take the leap, somebody else will.